Good morning. Welcome to Faith in Politics. I'm going to give people a second to hop on, and while they do, I just wanted to give you some information about where you can find my prophecies that the Lord gives me. You can find them on Faith in Politics Today on Instagram, and I started a YouTube channel, so hopefully you will go subscribe there. And follow the information, and it's on YouTube. It's at Faith in Politics, at Faith in Politics. I will be going live on there as well soon. I'm just kind of building up so people know exactly where to find me, because I'm not going to be doing all of my prophecies on Instagram, because Instagram and their algorithms are interesting sometimes. But the Lord led me to come on today, because usually I had only planned to come on like Tuesdays at 11 and give kind of a long version. But with everything going on in the world, the Lord really pressed into my heart. I just finished the 3-day revival that was in the city of New Orleans. And when I got home last night, the Lord had me read the entire book of Judges. I'm not kidding. I read the entire book. And then he led me to the book of Zechariah. So I read some of that and I was just like, oh my gosh. So I didn't go to sleep till about 2 something, because he had me working. And he woke me up to this message, which was Zechariah 1. And I was really just going to like type it and post it, because honestly, getting in front of the camera sometimes is just like, he's like, get on the camera and say this to my people. So I wanted to jump on here and share a message that the Lord gave me this morning, because I live in the city of New Orleans, and the majority of the city of New Orleans is Christian, no matter what denomination of Christianity you are, whether you're Baptist, you know, Catholic, whether you're a Presbyterian, Methodist, whatever, you know, whatever you are, we are all Christians and we all believe in Jesus Christ. And just letting you understand who I am, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And my word is the Bible, his word. That's how I navigate life, through the Bible. And I feel like so many of us have kind of, disconnected from that. But I really encourage you to get back in your word, especially with everything going on in the world today, because there is so much confusion and division, especially with this war and everything else. Y'all, the Lord is calling us to repentance. If you are a Christian, let me remind you who our God is. Jesus Christ was a Jew. Hard stop. If you are a Christian, Jesus Christ was a Jew. Our God is the God of Israel. Hard stop. We are watching a spiritual battle, a biblical battle in the world right now. If you don't believe me, let's just think about the story of Jesus, right? Was Jesus in the minority or the majority? So I really wanted to put that out there and put that on people's hearts who are Christians, who are like taking sides. Because Christians do not need to be on the wrong side of the Lord. Hard stop. You know, you can disagree if you want to, but you're disagreeing with the Lord that you say that you honor, that you follow. And so I want to put that on your heart, and really, hopefully it convicts some people so that they can open their mind to what's going on in the world, because we need to get our mind right. And if you ever thought that you were going to be in the majority as a Christian, let me let you understand, you will not be in the majority. So the Lord gave me Zechariah 1:2-6. Y'all, the Lord is calling us to repent because we've been acting a plumb fool down here. So it starts with, and this is Zechariah 1, the English Standard Version. The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets called out. Thus says the Lord of hosts, return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. What are we doing now? Not paying attention to him. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did not they overtake your fathers? So they repented and said, as the Lord of hosts purposed to deal with us for our ways and deeds, so has he dealt with us. So what we're seeing right now in the world is a lot of us being dealt with because we haven't been doing what we're supposed to be doing. Now, you know, if you're saved, if you're a child of the Lord, that you're going to be corrected, but it's not like, you know, devastating blow. But if you are out of God's will, and Christians, we can be out of God's will. And so if we are out of God's will, we can get our issue. And so that's what you're seeing right now. So for all of the Christians in the city of New Orleans, because we are predominantly a Christian city, I went to Ursuline Academy. It was the first girls Catholic school in the United States of America. We like to pride ourselves on being Catholic. We like to pride ourselves on being Christian, right? We designate ourselves by parishes. We don't have, you know, we don't have counties. We have parishes. We have a church on every corner, and the church is getting judgment right now for being disobedient. It is what it is. You can say what you want to say, but that's what's going on in the Catholic Church. They're getting judgment from the Lord. It is what it is. And I said it out loud. And so take it to the bank because that's what's happening. And if you can see it in judgment in the Catholic Church in the city of New Orleans for being out of God's will, you don't think that it can happen to us on a personal basis? Well, it is. Like I said, the Lord had me reading the book of Judges last night. And what you're seeing is Judges 7:22. Gideon, had the 300 went around the city. They blew the horns. And what happened? The Lord released confusion in the camp. They attacked each other. That's what's happening right now. People are attacking each other. Why? Because they're not doing what the Lord what we were told to do per the Bible. And so this message is for Christians. If you are not Christian, I say open your mind and see what's going on in the world, because we live in a spiritual world. Whether you want to see it or not, it is what it is. It's like gravity. It's going to happen whether you believe it or not. We are living in a spiritual battle, and the Lord is calling us to repent. I'm seeing a lot of confusion with regard to, you know, Christians not remembering that their God is the God of Israel. Jesus was a Jew. If you think about the whole story of Jesus, was he in the minority or was he in the majority? We need to remember these things when we're looking at what's going on in the world, because Christians are generally not going to be in the majority. And so we need to open our mind to what's going on. We need to get in our word, and we need to stand on what we believe. If we're Christians and we believe the Lord, we absolutely, yes. And our Jewish brethren, the Jews are our brethren. Come on now, like, read your book. They are our brethren. And there is one Jewish state in the entire world. Why are you trying to eliminate the one Jewish state in the entire world? They always say that the tribe of Judah is the tribe that goes first, right? If you read your Bible, that's the one that the Lord generally sends first to go do stuff. Well, if you look at what's going on in the world, in Joshua 15, the Lord designated the land that is being fought over right now to the tribe of Judah. Go check it out. It is in Joshua 15, verse 47. It breaks down all of the cities, the villages, and the land for what the Lord designated to the tribe of Judah. Guess who came out of the tribe of Judah? Jesus. Jesus came from the tribe of Judah. The land they are fighting over right now, Gaza, the word Gaza is in the Bible. We can go argue it all day long. I don't care if you don't agree with me. I'm not here to argue. I'm here to give you information. And you can do what you want with that information, but you are still in God's will or out. And as a city of New Orleans, I love it too much to be to let the devil come in here and confuse the minds of our people. And that's exactly what's happening. And I know people think that they're doing it because, you know, they think it's right, or they're actually, you know, they're relating it to the struggle of the black people in America. Y'all, it is not the same struggle. The God they believe in is not the God you believe in. It is what it is. So check your facts biblically. If you really believe the Lord, if you really believe in Jesus Christ, then that is the word that you need to be following. We need to open our minds, get off of this lukewarmness and playing around with the Lord, because he is not playing around with us. This is vindication season. You are seeing it all over the world. If you don't know what you're seeing, you are seeing the Lord's judgment. He has put a line in the sand. He's separating the wheat from the tare. He's separating the sheep from the goat. That's what your world is, the God of Satan. He's the God of this world. We are here to stand in our authority and to overtake evil because the Lord left us with dominion. Hello, Christians. We are back in Jesus' name. Thank you. Twice. So in Jesus' name, we are going to have a clear connection. So with that being said, I want to call all Christians to remember who your God is. He is the God of Israel. Jesus was a Jew. Jesus was not in the majority. Jesus was in the minority. Check your Bibles. Check your hearts. The Lord is putting a line in the sand. He is separating the wheat from the tare. He is separating the sheep from the goats. That's why you're seeing all this confusion. And it is not just, you know, in the world. It is down to our families. He is separating the believers from the non-believers. The people who say, oh yeah, I walk with Jesus, and then go out and gossip and lie and cheat and murder and whatever else all day. He's like, if you really believe that, if you really believe in me, you're going to turn away, repent, and come back to me. And that's what he's calling us to do, to turn away from sin and come back to him. And I'm telling you, y'all, he is not playing. It is happening. I am seeing it in people's lives. I've seen people who were disobedient, who, you know, I don't even want to go there right now, but read your Bible. People like, oh, God doesn't do that. Do y'all read your Bible? The Lord sends his people out on wars at times. And he also sends people to judge them. So it's not just a one-sided thing. The Lord is calling us to repent. He is calling us to turn away from sin. He is reminding us who he is and who we are. We are his children. We are the army of the Lord. We are not supposed to be of this world. Jesus was not in the majority. He was in the minority. So when you look around at everything that's happening, you need to remember what your faith is. I am based in the city of New Orleans, and we have a lot of witchcraft here, and we have lots of people who confuse. And guess what? The devil likes it that way. So when Christians stand up, we humble ourselves, we get our minds right, we can change New Orleans. But until that happens, you're going to see what you're going to see. But let me be clear. I'm going to stand in my authority as a Christian, and I am going to work with the Holy Spirit and do what the Lord told me to do. And number one, he told me to get on here and to tell the truth. And that's what I'm going to do. And if you knew me from the recall, you were like, what is she doing? I'm telling the truth. And I'm asking everyone out there to tell the truth. Go out there, tell a family member, a friend, whomever, tell the truth, shame the devil. This whole war, it's a biblical war. It is a spiritual war, and people are confused. The city of New Orleans has a lot of confusion, and we need to break it off, and we have the power to do so. So when we speak truth, shame the devil. So that's what I'm doing on here. I'm here to give you the information the Lord gave me. And so anyone who popped on at the end, before I go, I'm going to give you the word the Lord gave me again. It was Zechariah 1, 2 through 6. The Lord is calling us to repentance. And he's calling us to listen to the prophets. The prophets speak the word of God. I'm not just saying anything because I would never say the Lord said, y'all, that is not something you even want to play with, because he will come back and circle the block on you. Trust me, I've seen it happen. I do not play with the Lord's word. So Zechariah 1, 2 through 6 was, the Lord was very angry with your fathers. Say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out. Thus says the Lord of hosts, return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Your father, where are they? And the prophets, they don't live forever, but my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they repented and said, as the Lord of hosts purposed to deal with us for our ways and deeds, so has he dealt with us. So I'm telling you, as a prophet of the Lord, we need to repent. All this time, they're like, the Lord is saying in Zechariah that we're not listening to the prophets. I'm giving you the word. I'm doing my part. You have to take the word and go test it. Take it to God. Ask him for confirmation. Don't believe me. Test it. That's what we're supposed to do. And when I tell you that about me, do that about your favorite influencers. Do that about the posts that you see. Do that about the TV that you watch. Do that about the songs that you hear. You see all of these people jumping out saying, oh, do this, or oh, do that, and march for this. Do you really know what you're marching for? Do you really know what you're supporting? Do you really know what you're posting about? This is not a war of just 50 years. This is not a war of just 100 years. This is not a war of just 200 years. This has thousands of years, y'all. This has been going on for thousands of years. This is a battle of good versus evil. And if you believe in Jesus Christ, you need to understand that the land that they are fighting over is the land that was designated to the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah is the one that the Lord generally sent out first to go fight. Guess who came from the tribe of Judah? Jesus. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, check your Bibles before you decide on who you are agreeing with in this war, because we need to get down to the basics. And Jesus was a Jew. If anyone's going to correct the Jewish people, it's going to be the Lord. If anyone is going to be correcting the Christians, it's going to be the Lord. It is not for evil to be correcting us. The Lord will circle the block and correct the enemies of the Jewish people. The Lord will circle the block and correct the enemies of the Christians. We are his people. So I know that came out a little strong. I did not even mean for it to come out that way. But when the Holy Spirit gets full in me, it is what it is. I'm very convicted about this. And it's really sad to see how the confusion has spread through New Orleans. It's really sad to see how the enemy has taken, you know, a foothold. But I'm here to say that we are doing warfare prayers, and we are doing war in the spirit. This isn't, you know, a war of flesh and blood. Our weapons are the word of God. Our weapons are worship. Get your favorite worship songs and put them in your car. Blast them. Make a playlist. It works. It helps. Your weapons are prayer on a basic level. Say the Our Father and say it for your city. Say it to break confusion off of your own mind. Because guess what? You've been deceived. Guess what? Me too. We have all been deceived at one moment in time in our life, even if it's just one, because you want to think you're perfect, which we're not. And if you think you're perfect and you've never been deceived, then guess what? That's probably the issue you need to repent for. So with all of that being said, I love you all very much. And I pray that the hearts and minds are renewed in the city of New Orleans, all over the country, and all over the world. And I'm going to be very real and repeat this prophecy that I heard. And it's something that I didn't really want to say, but the Lord is prompting me to say it. We can play around with the Lord, but it has already been prophesied that the war is going to see American soil. So with that being said, open your hearts and mind and make sure you are mentally, spiritually, physically prepared for what is going on in the world. Jesus was a Jew. Our God is a God of Israel. The land of that they are fighting over right now in Gaza was given to the tribe of Judah in Joshua 15:47. Go look it up for yourself. The word Gaza is in the Bible, actually multiple times, but that is where the Lord designates it, to the tribe of Judah. Who are the Israelites? Who are the Jews? Jesus came from that tribe. If you're a Christian, check your faith. Thanks so much, y'all. This is Faith in Politics. This is Eileen Carter. And you can follow me on YouTube at Faith in Politics. You can follow me on IG at Faith in Politics Today. If you have any questions about any of this, if you have any concerns, if you'd like to do an interview, if you are feeling convicted and your spiritual gifts are popping and you just need someone to talk to, I will do that for you. That's what Kingdom is for. We are here to help each other. You can either DM me or you can email me at faithinpoliticstoday@gmail.com. And that is faithinpoliticstoday@gmail.com. So I pray this reaches the people that it needs to reach. And God bless this city. God bless this country. And God bless all the believers in the world. And God, just help us. And Lord, we repent, and I stand in the gap for all my brethren who have the spirit of confusion over them. Lord, release them from it in Jesus' mighty name.